Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO at checkout.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. As we got ourselves quite a situation here in Philadelphia, and what a week. And we'll get to all the Eagles stuff here in a second, but what a week. Starts today with the Major League Baseball playoffs. I love the MLB playoffs. It is my October is my favorite month of the year. I know it's September 30th, but it's basically October now. Weather feels a little cool this morning. We got baseball playoffs on all day. It is my favorite time of the year for sports between Major League Baseball, the postseason, the NFL, college football in full swing after a great Oregon and Penn State game on Saturday night. Dan Lanning's best coach of college football, by the way. And then you get basketball and hockey going. Like, this is the best. FanDuel calls the sports equinox when that day comes together, you know, around once a year. I love it. It's going to be a great month. All right, let's dive into the Philadelphia Eagles and the A.J. Brown situation. And look, we're going to spend a lot of time on WIP, excuse me, on the midday show. On all the shows, talking about what this means, how concerned people are, AJ's future in Philadelphia, if you're annoyed by it, all that kind of stuff. I need a little sip of water here as we continue on the podcast. But there's one element of this. Excuse me. We could cut that out, but I think it's better if we just leave it in. One element of this that I think is being under-talked about, and you know, we were joking yesterday on the midday show that there's an elephant in the room. There's several elephants in the room with the Philadelphia Eagles. And an elephant in the room with the A.J. Brown discourse that I think is being left out or being ignored a little bit is A.J. Brown's ability at this stage of his career. And is he as great and dominant of a player as he used to be? And I talked about this in the summer because it's alarming to me when you have a player. First of all, he's a big man. He's not your slight, thin technician wide receiver that, barring injury, probably ages well. He is a very big person. He is built more like a trunk running back, you know, a big bruising running back that he's built like Jerry Rice. So I wonder how his body's going to age and how long he'll remain. I wondered this before the season. a top flight, number one deep threat wide receiver. I think there's probably a second act to A.J. Brown's career to where more he is a big bodied slot. He's an Anquan Boldin 2.0 without the top end speed, like his Boldin really never had the speed. A.J.'s going to lose the speed. I think he's going to have that second arc to his career. But is he there now? Is he moving towards that quicker than the Eagles and we want him to be? Is that part of the frustration because maybe he doesn't realize it? The Eagles do, and then uncomfortable conversation hasn't happened yet, or everyone's kind of in denial about what they have right now on each side of the coin here. So let's dive into this because there's a lot to unpack. A.J. Brown's obviously not thrilled. The question is this Kevin Petullo's fault for not knowing what he's doing as a play caller? Is it Jalen Hurts' fault for not seeing the field and getting the ball to A.J. enough during the games and hitting him when the targets are there? And how much of this is on A.J. Brown, the player, and is he breaking down? And what I meant by hit on the summer, last year, A.J. Brown missed time during the season with a hamstring injury. Down the stretch of the season, he had a knee issue that he said had to be drained during Super Bowl week. You look at his numbers down the stretch of last season. They were well below what A.J. Brown is used to. It's more like it's been so far this season. So now we go into this season, and there's a long stretch now. If you start looking at some of the numbers are where A.J. Brown has just not produced. So I'm starting to question, how much physically is he right? So for this episode, let's ignore Petullo's fault in this. Let's ignore if Jalen misses him sometimes. Let's just look at A.J. Brown, the player A.J. Brown. So let's start with this. A.J. Brown, as I look up the 2025 receiving leaders as we've played four games of pro football, okay? 4 weeks of pro football. Everyone's played four games. Puka Nacua leads the world in everything. 42 receptions, 503 yards, 125.8 yards per game for Puka Nacua. He has been the best wide receiver in pro football so far this season. Beyond him, I would say the second best guy has been Amon-Ra St. Brown, 27 receptions, 307 yards, six touchdowns so far for Amon-Ra St. Brown. By the way, 26 first downs for Puka Nacua. You have to go all the way down to find A.J. Brown's name. You ready for this? Tied with about 10 others at 14 receptions on the season. And let's put into context the names that A.J. Brown right now resides with in terms of receptions and yards so far this season. A.J. Brown has 14 receptions. That is the same number as Josh Downs. It is the same number as Zach Ertz. It is the same number as David Njoku, Jonnu Smith, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Olamide Zaccheaus. And let's use the Juju one because Juju's been a punching bag for a long time now. A.J. Brown, 14 for 151. Juju Smith-Schuster, 14 for 151. They both have a touchdown. And Schuster, Juju Smith-Schuster, has one more first down on the season than A.J. Brown. Yards per target, Juju Smith-Schuster 8.4, A.J. Brown 5.4. If we look at yards per target so far this season, Jordan Addison, who just got back last week, leads the NFL 14.1. Alec Pierce, Austin Hooper, Luther Burden, Kevontae Turpin, Woody Marks, okay? 5.4 yards per target so far this season for A.J. Brown. That puts him in the same category as Greg Dortch of the Arizona Cardinals, of Khalif Raymond, of the Detroit Lions, of Olamide Zaccheaus, again, that name again, from the Chicago Bears, of Cedric Tillman, of Jalen Tolbert, of Tommy Tremble. And we're talking about an area of Calvin Ridley that A.J. Brown should clear by a mile, but right now he's not clearing those guys by anything. He's not playing at a super high level. They're not getting the football. I do think there's part of this that he's not physically the same guy anymore. Jason Avant, NBC Sports Philadelphia, after the game on Sunday, said that the Bucs were playing him like a guy that they're not afraid is going to go over the top anymore. So as we watch the routes, as we watch the concepts, and the first instinct we all have is Kevin Petullo is clueless. He has no idea what he's doing. He can't get the ball to A.J. Brown. They can't get him open. They don't run the right routes. There has to be at least a thought in the back of our minds now that Kevin Pitullo and Nick Sirianni see on the tape what Jason Avant saw on the tape, and he thinks the Bucks saw on the tape, and that's why it's getting harder to get A.J. Brown the ball, that he is in some sort of physical decline. He's not the same player he used to be. Remember, it was a hamstring last year, it was a knee at the end of last year, and then it was a hamstring to start the summer, barely practiced at training camp, rolled out there when the season started, didn't get open much in week one, didn't have the ball thrown to him, and, you know, didn't get much down the field in week two, although just those in routes. Week three, silence until they had to in the second half, and then he woke up. And then this past Sunday, two targets, 7 yards on nine targets. Two catches, 7 yards on nine targets. So ESPN Analytics has a metric called open score, where they, based on the field, based on the defense, based on the player, based on how the play goes, they put an open score, or they rate the receiver, tight end, whoever, on an open score, basically a 1 to 100, how often the player is open. And I think there is something to this we should talk about. So A.J. Brown's open score by ESPN Analytics since 2021. In 2021, it was a 99. Then he got traded here to the Eagles. In 2022, it was a 92. In 2023, it was an 82. In 2024, it was a 91. So in the 4 years preceding 2025, the worst A.J. Brown's open score was an 82 out of 100, basically an 8 out of 10. In three of the 4 years, it was ranging from 91 to 99, 9.1 to 9.9 out of 10 if we use a 1 out of 10 scale. Very high, super high, and had a big year in 23. Even when he wasn't open, he made those 50-50 catches. His open score from ESPN Analytics right now is 52 through the first 4 weeks of the season. That is a stark contrast to where he has been in the past. I think it has to be part of the conversation that AJ may not be healthy. And if he is feeling good, there's an alarming situation because it looks like he's not running like he used to. And that is what you call decline. There was a lot of conversation, and I guess there still is, about Saquon Barkley off the year he had last year. Would he go into quick decline like many running backs in the past off of all those carries, all those touches, because all the work last year? I don't think Saquon's in decline. I think it's been more of the offensive line has struggled to start the season a little bit. But what I do think is got to be part of the conversation too is A.J. Brown in decline? And if he is, it to an extent takes Pitullo off the hook. It to an extent takes Jalen Hurts off the hook. And it makes what we've seen the first 4 weeks look more like it. And I bet you're saying, Joe, come on, we all saw week three. How could you say that guy's in decline? A.J. took over the game. Well, sometimes with declining players or players that are diminishing physically, they're able to muster it up for a quarter here, quarter there, half there, game here, game there. You see it in baseball all the time. There could be a guy that is diminishing power-wise, but he has a 2 or 3 home run game. Then he doesn't hit one for 2 weeks. Right, so in the end of the day, in the aggregate, he had 2 home runs in 3 weeks. But yeah, he had them both in the same game. He caught a couple pitches, where he can handle them, and he squared it up, and boom. And you're like, if you're at that game, if you're watching that game, just that one in a vacuum, you'd say this the same power. I remember he's not in decline, but you watch it over time, and that's why I wanted to bring up A.J. Brown's numbers since the end of last year, because the game logs for A.J. Brown, they don't lie. Let's go to 2024. Let's do a little quick math on the game logs for A.J. Brown. So A.J. Brown had, so let's go to the end of last season. He had 3 catches for 36 yards against Dallas on December 29th. And he did not play in the final week of the regular season. So if you go back to last year, I'm going to just, let's kind of go through his game logs, which is now a 9-game sample when you include the Super Bowl and the start of this year. And the last 9 games for A.J. Brown, 3 for 36. These are receptions. 3 receptions, 36 yards. Then 1 for 10, 2 for 14, 6 for 96, 3 for 43. And now we obviously fast forward to this year, and we're talking about in the 4 games, 1 for 8, 5 for 27, 6 for 109, and 2 for 7. So if we go back to the last 9 games, he's had 2 games where it's felt like he's the old A.J. Brown. He's had 7 where he's basically a non-factor. And the last 3 games, we can't even say, hey, they're not targeting him. Like in week 1, they didn't target him. He had 1 target for 8 yards. That was towards the end of the game. 1 for 8. That was it. He got 8 targets in week number 2. He got 10 targets in week number 10. He got 9 targets last week. If we look at targets so far this season in the NFL, and that's obviously with a week 1 where he barely got a target. A.J. Brown ranks, let's see where he is. He ranks 28 targets. We're talking about 30th in targets. But it's a decent amount when you consider the last few weeks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And what it's not happening is it's not a connection. The connection there between him and Jalen Hurts is just off. And this is a guy, you know, A.J. Brown right now is only at a 50% catch percentage, which for him is so different than normal. I mean, A.J. Brown has been a guy in his career, catch percentage-wise, is way higher than that. Okay, so he was at 61% as a rookie, 66% in his second year, 60% his last year in Tennessee, 60% here in 2022, 67% in 2023, 69% last year. We're down to 50% right now. This has been a guy that's been 3 straight second-team All-Pros. You know, 3 straight years since he got to the Philadelphia Eagles, a dominant football player. And that football player looks less dominant to me than he has since the day he walked in the NFL. I'm not sitting here telling you it's over, but there may be a lingering hamstring. There may be some physical decline here. There may be a transition happening faster than any of us thought. And it's probably the elephant in the room at the NovaCare Complex. If he is diminished even a little bit physically, and the coaches know it, and the quarterback knows it, it's probably part of the whole thing. And my question is, does A.J. Brown know it? And does he believe it if he feels it? That's the elephant in the room that has to be baked in to all of his frustration right now. My guess is he doesn't believe it. He doesn't think it. Maybe they've said it subtly. He's not happy about it. He thinks he should be getting the football more and more accurately than he is. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it, WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.